This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Back at it, folks, taking on the bureaucratic oligarchy, the lawlessness of the Fear and Death Administration and other bureaucratic agencies that are supra-constitutional at this point. And, Jonathan, I don't mean to start off on this note, but I'm just so disgusted. Not that I'm not normally disgusted, but just even more so because the attacks are getting personal as some of my friends in the homeopathic realm are being brutally targeted. And I think unfairly so, just because they can. And, I'm just like, what do we do, right? It's another lawsuit against FDA. You win it, and then what? They do whatever they want anyway. This is how I'm feeling today, Jonathan.
Well, the big picture solution, Robert, is in ending the administrative state. Since the 1930s, the government of the United States has in large measure been run by independent regulatory commissions that are headed by unelected people who are unaccountable to the courts, the Congress, the American people. They've been brazen and huge violators of property rights and liberty rights and ever since the 1930s. And it was in the midst of the Depression that Roosevelt assumed these extraordinary powers, and he had delegated to these agencies executive and legislative powers that were vastly unlimited. And this was in violation of the delegation of powers doctrine, which, each agency of the government is vested with specific legislative, executive, or judicial power. And the non-delegation doctrine, it was called, that existed at that time, forbade the devolution of those powers out of the specific branches of the government to the bureaucracy. And so in the initial set of Supreme Court cases, they were held unconstitutional. But then after the court packing plan, Roosevelt's court packing plan, all of these powers were placed in these agencies and was upheld case after case, so that now roughly 500 regulatory agencies really run the show on the federal level. And the problem is that we've lost control of our own government. The elected representatives really do not run the day-to-day operations of this government. They do not supervise it even.
I don't even know if they understand what delegation and separation of powers is in the Constitution. For them to just allow this to occur, because they could call it to the carpet today, could they not?
Well, that's right. But it requires them to take responsibility. This is what you could do. You could say, within the next 2 years, all regulations will be sunsetted. That is, will disappear within the next 2 years, unless specifically adopted as affirmative laws by the Congress of the United States, signed into law by the President, the way in which the Constitution provides. And then you would close all the agencies. You'd have the specific laws that were adopted by Congress, signed into law by the President, administered by the Justice Department, or another executive branch department, but all the agencies would be shut down. And then you would have the president acting directly to implement the laws, accountable to the people at the voting box. You'd have our elected representatives responsible for those laws, accountable to the people at the voting box. And then those laws would be judged by those who are held to protect the Constitution against the Constitution's requirements in the courts. So that's what the Founding Fathers intended. That was the balance of power they intended. It was James Madison who said, drawing from Montesquieu's spirit of the laws, that the combination of any two legislative, executive, and judicial powers in single hands was the very definition of tyranny. And that's what we have. We have a bureaucratic tyranny that is reigning. And this is why you have an FDA that approves unsafe drugs and that never has to account for it. You have an FDA that prosecutes parties and Amish farmers in Pennsylvania and runs them out of business because they sold raw milk in interstate commerce. They completely destroy them. There's no proportionality. There's no requirement. There's no oversight. There's no limitation on the exercise of their power beyond a very limited exercise of power in the courts. And it takes so much effort to get an agency overturned in court. It's not even funny. I mean, it's absolutely a Herculean task.
Right. So we have a pharmaceutical police state, de facto pharmaceutical police state, because, of course, the pharmaceutical industry has captured the regulatory agency, FDA, that was intended. If we go back to Harvey Wiley, he's turning over in his grave what it's become, the Pure Food Act, all the way back in the early part of the 20th century. Now it's become a de facto protective agency for those who would basically poison the American people. And if anybody thinks I'm exaggerating, you merely have to look in the peer-reviewed literature. We typically refer to the Starfield Report of 2000 in the Journal of the American Medical Association, which should have caused congressional hearings to ensue immediately, because it was shown that 106,000 to 225,000 Americans were dying every year due to FDA-approved drugs properly administered, prescribed, and ingested.
People shouldn't forget that it was just a short time ago that Dr. David Graham, who is the associate director of the FDA's Office of Drug Safety, was testifying before Senator Grassley's committee that numerous drugs that were unsafe had been approved by the agency, and that basically, as he said, the industry's calling the tune at FDA, that the industry controls the agency, that the agency is beholden to it, that the agency even regards the industry as its source of existence. It's paid by the industry to operate. And so it is a classic example of industry capture, what the economists at George Mason describe as industry capture, where the industry, the drug industry, really does control the FDA. As Graham said, he who pays the piper calls the tune. Mm-hmm. And that's really what has happened at FDA. And FDA is not alone. I mean, many agencies of the government are really, in many respects, beholden to one interest group or another.
Yeah.
And it's a terrible way to run government. It's a very fascistic way. It's a very, very un-Republican and undemocratic way of operating. We need the government of the United States to be a representative government, and while democracy alone is not our republic, that balanced execution of power between the executive, the legislative, and the judiciary forms a republic, and it's only then that we can have any hope of having a system of checks and balances that works, having a government that is accountable to us at the ballot box, and having a court that can protect the Constitution and ensure that it has meaning. What we've lost is our ability to affect change in government, because no matter who we elect, the bureaucracy continues and has its own agenda.
Yes.
And that's when three-quarters of all the federal laws, the product not of those we elect, but rather of the heads of these agencies, we've really lost a Republican government, and as you and I have said many times, as I've put in my book, it created a bureaucratic oligarchy in the United States in place of our constitutional republic.
Yeah, and this, Jonathan, is why I've said, you know, I take it with a grain of salt, too, when I say voting doesn't matter. Well, it does, and it doesn't at the same time, because look at, we've had Republican administrations, Democratic administrations over the years, and the government has grown. The bureaucratic oligarchy is pretty much left untouched. In fact, they've gained more power, with very few or rarer exceptions of the statesmen that come in that actually know the Constitution and want to rule. Well, everything they do is rule, let's say, it's litmus by that, like Ron Paul originally, Rand Paul to a greater degree as well, a great degree as well. But very few have gone up there to do that, and they're looked at as the outliers, and they're looked at as someone, you know, that to be made fun of more than to be embraced, to say, hey, maybe there's something to this, as opposed to, hey, just vote for us. We're the leftist liberals. We're going to solve all the world's problems. Or the conservatives who would claim to be for smaller government, maybe incrementally that's true, but in terms of touching the oligarchy, I don't see much evidence. I know Trump's trying, and they're on both sides trying to destroy him.
Well, it's very simple. In the end, liberty depends upon an absence of government. You can't have liberty and government marry one another. They don't like one another at all, and they don't function well together at all. They're at odds. They're the antithesis of one another. And what has happened with these people like, what's her name, Ocasio-Cortez, or I can't pronounce her name, is that they have ignored the example of Venezuela and the rest of the socialist world, where, I mean, if you go to Europe, for example, many of these countries are really heavily socialistic. The poor people in those countries, they may be working hard, but the problem is you can't get anywhere. There's no upward mobility. There's no ability to save and invest and to turn money into profit. And the only way you do that is to follow Thomas Jefferson's prescription. A wise and frugal government shall restrain men from injuring one another, shall leave them otherwise free to regulate their pursuits of industry and improvement, and shall not take from the mouth of labor the bread it has earned. You have to be free, you have to have your own earnings retained. To be free, you have to be able to exercise choice without the government overseeing every move that you make. To be free, you have to have an absence of what Newton Minow at the FCC once called, or what they call about Newton Minow, government by raised eyebrow, where the simple threat of the ire of government would scare people away from enterprise.
Right. Well, that's why I said we've become a nation of wimps and wussies. And I don't say that happily, believe me. But most people are walking around in shackles in America. Yes, there's freedom in certain arenas. But when it comes to natural health and healing, shackles, pharmaceutical shackles are being put upon you from birth with these so-called theoretical mandated vaccines. We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Each and every week, we get to do the sacred fire of liberty with Jonathan Emord. Emord.com, E-M-O-R-D.com. He's known as the FDA Dragon's Lair. He's beaten back the oligarchy pretty badly over the years. I mean, he's done a great job. World record 8 times over the FDA. But as he says, you can do that, and yet the FDA completely ignores, or partially enough to ignore it, to make it, what was the point of that? Same time, we want to do what is right. We want to fight for what is right, and that is limited government, constitutional government. But it doesn't seem to be in, the eye of whoever's beholding this government. If they're up there in the congressional side of things, in Congress and the Senate, very few speak to the level, to the degree, to the integrity that Jonathan Emord does on these issues. And, Jonathan, as we talk about, you know, these primary fundamental issues about government, we've got witch hunts against Trump. And I don't say it's exclusively the left, because there are establishment parts of the Republican Party that never wanted Trump in that I believe are playing sabotage-type games. And how are we going to get to the dismantling of the oligarchy, much less back to a constitutionally limited form of government, while we're chasing these phantoms in a free press that is absolutely not operating with any degree of integrity, if it's free at all?
Well, we're in trouble in the Justice Department and in the FBI. We've got a real problem. And that real problem is that for the first time in American history, the Justice Department and the FBI were used to go after, through clandestine and even illegal means, a party opponent and they participated in a fraud on the courts, and they participated in the creation, in the fabrication of a false narrative that suggested obstruction of justice and collusion, which is not illegal per se, but collusion with the Russians to interfere with the elections, neither one of which has any evidentiary support for it. Using that false narrative, which they helped create, because this guy, Christopher Wray, on behalf of Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party, created a dossier. They paid him to create a dossier that would be addressed against Donald Trump. That thing is filled with falsehoods. We know that those are false. Even Comey has admitted the falsehood of those accusations. Knowing the accusations to be false, the Justice Department attorneys and the FBI collaborated to get a court, a secret court, a FISA court, to issue authorization to allow an undercover agent to attempt to induce the Trump campaign to commit illegalities. That didn't work. It was an utter failure, despite the fact that it failed, and despite the fact that they knew that the narrative in the dossier was false. They went back again and again with Comey's signature, seeking reauthorization for additional 90-day periods to allow further surreptitious eavesdropping and spying on the Trump campaign, all to derive evidence to attack Donald Trump and thwart his attempt to become president of the United States, and then later to try to impeach him with bias, with straight political animus running it, and no evidence sufficient to establish probable cause of any crime. That is the classic case of abuse of government power, mm-hmm. of a violation of federal law and a number of laws. But in addition, it is a threat to the survival of our republic because it is an arrogant attempt on the part of people who are vested with authority to evenly and fairly enforce the law, to subvert the will of the American people, and to falsely accuse and take down a person using participating mm-hmm. in the development of false accusations. It is brought upon the courts. It is brought upon the American people.
They delegitimize themselves, and then they claim it's Trump's fault for calling them out. And, you know, there are honest and good people within these organizations, FBI, DOJ, but they are now being compromised by the activity and behavior of these higher-ups. And they can't, well, they'll try. They keep trying to blame Trump as if he's the cause of it, but they participated knowingly, actively. And they're delegitimizing the federal government and all of its institutions. That may be good because it's a reminder, like our founders tried to remind us, to never put too much faith or any faith in government. To limit its damage. That's what the Constitution was designed to do. The people have lost their way. We're going to try and help them regain it. The sacred fire of liberty continues here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
About things here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, particularly with Jonathan Emord, that you rarely, if ever, hear on any other radio show. Jonathan's been on the inside, in the Beltway, but not an insider per se, like part of the oligarchy, part of the problem. He's been standing up for what's right for many years there, helping the folks that have been attacked by the oligarchy, whether it be FDA, FTC, or others. And, you know, we're standing here talking, even on the break, about revelations that you had released in The Rise of Tyranny, your seminal book that everybody should still read to this day. It's fantastic. And you revealed one of the insiders at FDA on the break and what he told you, that even if you beat the FDA, which you had done at the time, that the FDA would basically ignore it like it didn't happen. And so I keep coming back to rightful remedies with you, Jonathan. Obviously, there's a lot of outrageous things happening within the FBI, within the Department of Justice, and the attacking of Trump and the whole no probable cause scenario that they're doing themselves in. They're delegitimizing themselves. They don't need any help. They've got the media on their side to do whatever they want, but the people are looking at this and going, I don't think this is legitimate at all. I mean, there's no justice in the Department of Justice? You mean the FBI is not looking out for the Constitution and its behavior? And so, inevitably, the loss of, I'd say, faith, I don't mean to use a religious term there, becomes more in evidence the more you see you do the right thing, as you have done, Jonathan, and the outcome doesn't change. Then at a certain point, people go, well, if we keep doing that, we're not getting anywhere. We're going to have to figure something else out. What that might be, you know, you've posited it in Restore the Republic as well, another book sequel to that that is also fantastic. But again, I continue to be open for more strategies so that we can restore a Republican form of government here in these United States.
Well, your point made earlier about how it is so common to see orders from federal courts come down when they do against an agency, and the agency will just ignore it. And in my history, the landmark Pearson versus Shalala case came down for my clients and for the whole country, where the court held unconstitutional FDA censorship of nutrient disease claims, the ones in issue there. And that order was very clear that the FDA was from that point forward to favor disclosure over suppression and to rely on qualifications to claims rather than outright censorship when truthful claims were made. And I after that decision came down, as I wrote in my book, and after, it's actually after the Solicitor General refused to file for FDA an appeal to the Supreme Court, a petition for writ of certiorari to the Supreme Court. So it was a final and binding order. And I got a call from Eric Blumberg, Rick Blumberg, who was then the associate or deputy chief counsel for litigation at FDA. He died on March 7, 2013. He told me then that the FDA would never, ever, ever implement that decision. And when I wrote that book, The Rise of Tyranny, he was still alive. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to ruin his career at the FDA by having that quote, which I put to an anonymous, you know, I said he was in the chief counsel's office, but I didn't identify him.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to destroy his career. And I've waited until now, 5 years after his death, to reveal who I was referring to, because I think it's safe for his family, and I think that there's no likelihood of retribution as there would be were he alive.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But that was true. What he told me was what happened. And we sued the agency over and over and over again to get them to implement the decision, and they still haven't implemented it. And we won in 8 cases against FDA.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they believe they are the law unto a law unto themselves, accountable to no one, and they don't care. They don't care that the courts have ordered them to allow these claims.
Well, and because they haven't followed this, how many people have died of cancer? Because the American people have not been allowed to know, for instance, what selenium can do in preventing and reversing it. I mean, these people are responsible for massive amounts of dead Americans. And I'm not exaggerating. If anything, I'm understating it. And this was even prior to them refusing to comply with the order, Jonathan. And at some point, they're going to have to pay. And, of course, we look at it in religious or spiritual terms beyond this lifetime. But our founders wanted to be sure that they were accountable within this lifetime. And that system is completely broken down. And you've helped to reveal it by your successful, let's say, intervention through the judiciary to put them in their place. And yet they run roughshod over, as you know, as you talk about an oligarchy, all three branches of government lined up into one under the executive tyranny that they are basically manifesting on an ongoing basis. Now, Trump comes in breaking up the machinery just a little bit. And yet they're trying to keep him so-called hogtied by a bunch of scumbagging within the FBI and DOJ. And again, I'm not indicting everybody there. But as you pointed out, without probable cause, they're violating the law as well. So at what point do you say, well, they have no legitimacy either?
Well, I mean, you've got the case of the former FBI director who leaked information from his meetings with the president in violation of federal law to a professor who then gave it to the media, spun it in a direction that was not supported by the facts. But that leaking of that information, under federal law, that information had to be kept confidential. He didn't. He leaked it to the media. He violated the law. In addition, he was not allowed to keep information that he acquired while he was the director of the FBI. And yet, he took that information with him. And it's the very same violation of law that Hillary Clinton committed. This was classified information that he took with him when he left, against the law. And is he being prosecuted for that? No. Is this a crime? Yes. Do they have a crime against Trump? No. Are they pursuing Trump as prosecutors? Yes. The world's turned upside down. Yeah. This is outrageous. This is pure political prosecution. This is the worst thing. This is what happens in third world countries.
Yeah.
We never thought it would happen here. We thought we had a constitution. We had the rule of law. We were so proud of this nation, and we should be proud of this nation. But these people are trying to take it from us. And yet there is no outrage in Congress mm-hmm. among Democrats. And there's no prosecution of these people by the Department of Justice. It's horrible.
Well, and what does it tell you about this concept of the deep state? There have been other names for it, that there's something that runs shadow government, per se, that runs no matter who comes in and out as elected representatives or even president, that there is a shadow government really running things from behind the scenes. And again, this is something that shouldn't be surprising at this point. If you've matured, and I'm not talking about you, Jonathan, you're already there, but the American people need to grow up and mature and see the thievery that took place over now generations to get to this point. We didn't wake up at this point. Trump didn't just appear here and it happened. This has been a long line of what they call usurpations, all of the things that before the Declaration of Independence.
Not only did the FBI director Comey mm-hmm. reveal that information improperly to the media when he was FBI director in violation of the laws that govern him, and in addition, not only did he keep confidential information that he was not allowed to keep when he left the FBI, he also published it in a book, his own book that he's running around the country selling. And yet these kinds of things would result in criminal prosecution of virtually everybody else except for Hillary Clinton and former FBI Director Comey. How is that possible? How are they given this unique privilege to violate the Espionage Act and violate the rules governing confidential information and violate their own agency's rules and department's rules and get away with that? How is that possible? Well, it's because they have one set of rules that govern their conduct, and then in without any evidence of comparable violations of the law, indeed with no evidence of violation of law, they proceed with a federal investigation and prosecution of Donald Trump. The creation of a special counsel. That was an act of retaliation by Comey for Trump firing him. That's exactly what that was. Comey got Rosenstein to appoint Mueller as special counsel to investigate whether there had been collusion in the election based on a false narrative that both he and Rosenstein knew was false, in an effort to get Trump out of the presidency. That is a political manipulation of the law. That is a violation of the law to achieve a political end. And it is the most perverse and outrageous bending of law to serve personal will that you'll ever see. And they're getting away with it. Look, how many, it's been years now, hasn't it?
Yes.
Since the commencement of Mueller's service as special counsel. And, you know, he came in with all these conflicts of interest. He had these associations with Comey. He had these associations with all of these people who are now under scrutiny, Strzok and Page and all these people in the FBI. He put a lot of these people on the payroll of the special counsel's office. In fact, all the lead prosecutors in the case are all biased against Republicans. They're all Democrats. And many of them have made campaign contributions to Hillary Clinton and are strong Democrats in support of Hillary Clinton. That's not, you know, those are biases that disqualify you. And yet he ignored the rules that require him to disqualify them and put them on a payroll. Because in the end, this is a political prosecution he's got underway here.
So we've got a conversion of the Department of Justice to the Department of No Justice at this point. And where's the political will of those in the Republican Party if it's just not a Hegelian dialectic for play? Just to
well, not only that, Jeff Sessions recused himself and he didn't even have a legal basis to do it.
Right. What does that tell you about the deep, dark state and those elements within it in both parties? Folks, we've been talking about this for years. Jonathan Emort's helping us rekindle the sacred fire of liberty despite all that is going on. We'll continue to discuss it as we wrap up the first hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Coming up after this break, you stick with us. Go to robertscottbell.com. Links are up in the show notes. Say thanks to our sponsors, and we'll see you all at the Trinity Live Conference, September 22nd, 23rd.
Did you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Scott Bell Show. All right, so we may have some, let's say, impact ears close to the White House. What Jonathan E. Moore just did on the break, sorry for all of y'all on radio that didn't pick up what we were doing on YouTube, but go back and maybe get a transcript of what Jonathan E. Moore just spelled out for what the White House could do, what President Trump could do to put an end to this witch hunt. And perhaps replace the Attorney General as well. And Jonathan, I'm just going to urge folks to go back if they're listening on radio, catch the YouTube. It's RS Bell Media Channel. You can find it at robertscottbell.com. And the third break, I believe it is, third break of the first hour today. Go and listen to what Jonathan had to say. I don't know if you can paraphrase it for our radio audience, but my gosh, I want the White House to hear what you said.
Well, if I were president of the United States in this situation, what I would do is appoint an expert panel with Harvard Law Professor Dershowitz, with DeGeneva, former United States Attorney, and other legal experts to determine whether or not Jeff Sessions appropriately recused himself or whether he should not have recused himself under the law. Whether or not the special counsel was lawfully appointed or not, and whether or not there is evidence of bias. And there may be other specific questions, but the long and the short of it is this panel would then be comprised of experts. They would assess it, and I think they would find that the special counsel was unlawfully appointed because there's no probable cause that a crime was committed. Jeff Sessions didn't have to recuse himself because this was not a criminal investigation, and only he'd have to recuse himself with a criminal investigation, and that the solution to the problem lies in the appointment of a new attorney general. And they would then list a series of recommendations of people to replace Sessions that the president could then choose. And this would be done independent of the White House by this commission of experts and would form a basis to get this nonsense over with and done justly based on sound legal principles. So that's my recommendation.
Those of you listening from the White House, if you want to reach Jonathan E. Moore, go to emord.com, emord.com, or I'll put you directly in touch if you're not clear on what he laid out for you, a pathway out of this mess, and that would be good for the entire country.
and then we can begin or start again the dismantling of the bureaucratic oligarchy. If freedom is once again to live in the blood of Americans, the government has to get out of that blood. And right now they are behaving as if, well, from day one or day zero, they want in. And they do it in the guise of injected toxins, creating a disaster for now generations since the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program 1986 and forced, started going into activity December 87, 88. And boy, have millions of children been harmed by this. And now they can't think straight. Now we've got socialists, out-and-out socialists, running for office in America. Anathema to a Republican form of government. Anathema to freedom, individual liberty. We've got a diseased population, Jonathan. And, of course, your efforts to stand up for health, freedom, and healing liberty would be a big part of how we can restore health to the body and the body politic.
Well, you're absolutely right, Robert. We've reached a critical stage where people now are getting a clear choice. They can either vote for a Democratic Party that has wedded itself to socialism, or they can vote for those who are opposed to it. Pretty black and white scenario. If you want to destroy the country, here we've got our recently revised 4.2% GDP. The nation's skyrocketing economically because you've got a president of the United States who's committed to free enterprise, defending American interests around the world, and ensuring that regulation is rolled back to the extent that he can. And the markets are responding magnificently. He's recalibrating the deals, killing NAFTA, and recalibrating the deal with Mexico, making the rest of the world realize that for once they're going to have to compete on a fair basis with the United States. And the effect has been absolutely extraordinary. The markets are up. We had, you know, one of the highest stock markets, the highest stock market in recorded history. But the lowest unemployment among blacks in our history. We've got more jobs available than there are people seeking work. We have unemployment levels gone way down. And we have this magnificent roaring economy of 4.2%.
Yeah.
GDP.
And now we need the Trump White House to reach out to Jonathan Emord to help get us out of this mess. All right, Jonathan, my friend. I know it's a few weeks away, but I'm very excited that we'll be both together again at the version of the Health Freedom Expo, now called Trinity Live. Y'all check it out. It's in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. If you want to be there, meet Jonathan, shake his hand. Say thanks from all of us. Jonathan, appreciate you, my friend.
Same here, Robert.
Till next week. We got another hour, though. The power to heal, even politically, is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.